Rising house prices are causing a rift between Labour and the Greens. The Greens co-leader James Shaw says the government is being irresponsible for not tackling the galloping market. In the past year alone, New Zealand's median house price has soared almost 20%. James Shaw is with us now. Kia ora.
Yeah, kia ora.
Why is Labour being irresponsible?
Well, I think that they have avoided putting in place some of the measures that would help to direct capital towards business and away from the property market, such as, you know, capital gains tax or other measures. And, you know, Adrian Orr was completely correct the other day when he said, whilst the monetary policy of the Reserve Bank makes an impact on house prices, ultimately housing policy and fiscal policy is a matter for the government.
Speaking of the Reserve Bank, are their actions flinging petrol on the fire, though, because they're signalling these changes to the LVR, but giving a few months for them to kick in?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was saying yesterday, is that, you know, Adrian obviously has to be cognizant of the impact that monetary policy and the Reserve Bank has on the housing market. And, you know, the fact is, when they took the LVRs off, you did see an increase in activity and an increase in the property valuations.
So are you giving both Labour and the Reserve Bank a bit of a serve on this?
Well, you know, like I said yesterday, Adrian has to be cognizant of the impact that monetary policy has on the housing market, but that's not his job, right? It's, you know, the housing market is a matter of housing policy and fiscal policy, and those are the domain of the government.
Is it worse than ever?
Well, I think clearly it's worse than ever. You know, if during an astonishing economic downturn as a result of a 1 in 100 year event in the form of the pandemic, you're seeing property prices, as you said, as much as 20% above where they were a year ago, and this enormous transfer of wealth essentially from wage and salary earners who are going to have to pay back the debt associated with this towards property owners. That is the single largest increase in inequality and unearned wealth in living memory.
Does this constitute willful inaction on the government's part?
Well, I mean, the fact is that over the course of the last several years, and as far as I know, signalling the next few years, there is, as far as I can tell, no intention to introduce things like you know, equivalent taxes on income earned from the sale of houses as income earned from wages and salaries.
Is that a long way of saying yes, Mr. Shaw?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good. So the thing about capital gains tax, though, is that it is off the table. Jacinda Ardern has said she'll never introduce it while she's Prime Minister. So if that's off the table, if a wealth tax is also off the table, which it is, what are you going to do? What should be done?
Susie, those are, I think, questions for the government, for the finance minister, because, and this is what we were talking about during the election campaign.
But what are you actually able to do? Because if the government's not going to move on this, are you essentially just, I don't know, you know, the dog yapping at the side and they're just ignoring you?
No, look, I mean, there are other options that you can have in terms of fiscal policy. There are in terms of tax policy, but obviously the government is working on building more houses. But if you're considering the, you know, if you're sort of saying, well, actually supply is the one lever that the government is willing to use in order to try and cool the housing market.
Well, capital gains tax is not a magic bullet. I mean, if you look at places around the world, they do still have price rises. All right, maybe not as big as we're seeing here, but they do still have price rises. Is this more about it being politically convenient for you to have a go at the government to be able to show that the Greens are still independent and they're still willing to say what they think?
No, I think, Susie, we are just one of many, many voices who are saying that the situation looks like being out of control. I never said that capital gains taxes by themselves were a magic bullet. You know, you have to combine them with the work that's happening on housing supply. But given the amount of stimulus that's going into the economy right now, you would think that every penny of that, just about, ought to be going towards supply, housing supply, if that is the only lever that the government's willing to use. And you know, there is more capacity that could be deployed in that area. But, you know, I think there are a lot of people right now who are saying, you know, there's a lot of people who are, you know, at risk of losing their jobs. They're seeing their income soften. We had the first ever recorded decrease in the median wage earlier this year. And at the same time, it's wage and salary earners who are going to be paying the taxes that pay back the debt that's associated with all of the money that's flowing into the property market. And so I think asking people who are basically making colossal unearned income from that transfer should be asked to chip in some of it to help pay it back.
Thank you very much for your time. James Shaw there, co-leader of the Green Party.